On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Let's get right into our Friday financial update. Again, Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for taking the time to keep us up to speed.
There's always something new, it seems, to talk about. We never have a shortage of topics.
Yeah, well, the interest rates seem to continue to be big news. What's happening?
Well, you know, we've talked recently, you and I, about how the Federal Reserve is raising rates. And there's parts of the interest rate world that the Federal Reserve controls. But what's been making the news lately is the part they don't control, which is the interest rates of government bonds, which have shifted higher quite a bit in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
So who does control that?
It's a market. So what happens is when people sell bonds, when people want to own less bonds and they sell them, it creates upward pressure on interest rates. So interest rates and bond prices are inverted. So if people want to buy bonds, if people want to buy things that are safe and high quality, that actually puts rates lower. And right now it's the opposite. People are selling government bonds, which makes their rates go higher. And that has a lot of effects in the general financial system, but also for the average American family.
So is it a choice that people need to make as far as, well, do I put my money in stocks or do I invest in bonds or is it a diversification?
That's one of the ways that it affects the overall financial system is the higher rates go on bonds, the less attractive stocks generally become. So one of the key factors as to whether you should buy stocks or not is, well, what can you earn without any risk? Because, of course, owning stocks comes with some level of uncertainty. So when government bonds are paying, you know, on a 10-year government bond right now, you're looking at about 4.7%. So if that's enough return for you, then you don't need to take the risk of stocks and it makes the stock market less attractive. So that's one of the key factors. The other factor is that the bond market is also quite closely tied to mortgage rates. So a lot of people think, oh, the Fed's raising rates, that's going to make mortgages more expensive. But also what we see in the bond market drives that. So you're going to likely see recent record high interest rates for mortgages, which has an effect on the housing market. So the stock market's impacted by rates, the housing market's impacted by rates. And the other factor we look at is how this impacts banks. So banks tend to own a lot of bonds, and bond prices are dropping, that means banks are losing capital on their balance sheets, they're losing assets. This is what hurt some of the small regional banks that failed back in March that sort of made the news for a bit and we forgot about. So this could create additional ripple effects. And when banks' balance sheets are shrinking, that means they have less money to lend. They need to hold more other assets for security on their balance sheet. So it could slow overall economic activity as banks give less loans to small businesses and other folks who tend to borrow money.
So how does that affect the average person with a retirement account and how should they react?
So it affects us two ways. So if you own bond mutual funds in your 401k, for example, they're losing money right now. Those bonds are going down in value. My encouragement there is stay the course. Don't panic and get out of those bond funds just because they're declining. Because this is maybe a good time to be entering in those bond funds. It's not the good time to be selling them based on what we've seen recently. It also helps those who are maybe getting closer to their retirement date and they want more secure assets in their portfolio. Well, those secure assets are now yielding quadruple what they were just a couple of years ago. So you're getting a lot more yield with less risk. That doesn't mean you should also sell all your stocks, but for the long-term investor, there's trade-offs here. There's maybe some pain if you own bonds, but also some benefit if you feel like you need to start moving towards the bond market for more security.
Okay. And then, how often do we see bonds get to a place like this? And correct me if I'm wrong. I think I had heard they were near like a 5% return.
Yep. So 10-year bonds are around that 4.7 to 4.8 is what they've been bouncing around lately. We have not seen yields that high since before the financial crisis. So you're looking back all the way to 2007. If bonds break 5%, that's what you're looking at is all the way back to 2007. We have seen higher yields than that in the past, you know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, bonds, those 10-year bonds were yielding double digits. But in terms of recent memory, this is This is new territory. And it's going to cause some ripple effects. Our concern is that, you know, you keep pushing interest rates this far. At some point, something's going to break financially. That could be more bank failures. It could be just more rapid economic slowdown than what that we had planned for. So everyone's keeping an eye on these interest rates because, as I mentioned before, they just hit all different parts of the economy and usually not in a good way.
Well, and I think the big takeaway, Brian, is stay the course, which is something we often hear when we talk about our retirement account. And of course, it really depends on where you are, whether you're just getting into it, whether you're, you know, right in the middle, the lean years, or the main years, and then, or maybe you're considering, you know, moving from a retirement account and, doing something for end of life. Staying the course, so often seems to be, you know, not to panic.
Right. And now that makes the assumption that's based on the assumption that staying the course, is good advice. You know, assuming that you have an intentional plan for your investments, you know, staying the course, if you have sort of a disorganized or unintentional portfolio, that may not be the case. But for someone who's well-diversified, who has chosen a certain level of risk based on their long-term needs, then staying the course is generally the right recommendation. But if you're speculating, if you're making a lot of changes to your portfolio all the time, staying the course may not be the best thing with what you own today. So this is a good opportunity to talk to a professional about, you know, what does this mean to me? I can see the economic tide shifting, and how should I respond based on my personal risk tolerance, timelines, and goals?
All right. And as always, I can't think anything else to say other than great insight, which draws us to the insights tab at johnmoore.com. Really a free service, free information available to anyone going to johnmoore.com on the insights tab. If they go there now, what are they going to find?
We still have some great content up about real estate. I mentioned this rising interest rates impact the real estate market, so we have some comments on that. And then coming up here in the next week or so, we're going to have a post about new rules around the FAFSA, which is the federal student aid form. So for those who have kids approaching college age, that'll be a good article to hit.
All right. Well, Brian, enjoy the balloons this weekend as the International Balloon Fiesta gets underway in Albuquerque. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next Friday.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks for joining us again on ABQ Connect.